Christopher, after the season ended, a lot of the players came up to me and said that they were going to your office for basically an exit interview because you wanted to talk to them. Why was that interaction important to you?
I've been around a lot of teams since 2000. I've never been around a team that had chemistry like this, where everybody was pulling for each other in this way. It's just extraordinary. And I wanted to let these guys know how much I appreciated their efforts and that chemistry, and that I appreciated them.
You've stated it multiple times. Todd Bowles has stated it multiple times. Mike Maccagnan, that 5 wins isn't enough.
No.
And you guys are doing everything in your power to change that.
Yes.
But you said this was the world's greatest gig. What did you enjoy so much about taking over the duties as CEO?
It's not where we want to be. That said, the camaraderie with this team, the chemistry, it was extraordinary.
And the home of the Jets!
There's a central core of this team that is unlike any team I've been around. And to get to know them, to be part of that locker room, to get to know these coaches better, to get to know the people in this building, and importantly, to get to know the fans, which I did before every home game. Got to know their thoughts on the team. This is a good gig. I'd suggest it to anybody.
You know what stuck with me, though? You said that for the fans lately, it's been more pain. But you are intent on bringing glory here to the Jets fan base, that there is success around the corner. What have you seen that you are so optimistic about right now?
We have this central core of young guys, really, really talented young players. And we can build on that. And we have some high draft picks. We have a lot of them. And we have some money to play with, more than most teams. And we'll be active with that money. We want to build a franchise that will compete year after year for the playoffs and hopefully go to the Super Bowl.
Sustainable success is so important to you.
It is.
And that's something that you mentioned, because people see the cap space and say, well, you can make these moves, a few splashy moves. But for you guys, what you have talked about is that you want to do this long-term, not just win in 2018,
but win
beyond.
No, it never really works to get a couple of splashy players in free agency. And, you know, maybe you go from being a 6-win team to an 8-win team, and then you're back in another year or two. So, yes, we'll be active, but we aren't going to be crazy.
Why was it important for you to keep the stability of the team that you have in place with GM Mike Maccagnan and Todd Bowles?
I mean, stability is great, but they are the right men to lead this team forward. I'm really glad that we have them for, you know, the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and you're entering an incredibly exciting offseason. I know you just finished your first year with the world's greatest gig, but it should get better here in the spring, because you're going to be adding some pieces, and you, as the owner of this team, you got to be really excited about getting together with Mike and Todd for these future steps.
That I am. Yeah, I can't wait.
Thanks, Christopher.
Okay, thank you very much.